Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
This is Law and Disorder, and I am your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. With me to play the game tonight in this super secret special exclusive mission are...
Jack playing Dashbold.
And Nick playing Black Patty.
All right. Do either of you want to recap on what your characters have done thus far?
I have spoken to Ariel. The only person that wants to talk to us, which is surprising considering she's the person we've fucked over the most. And it didn't go too well. Wasn't the worst thing that ever happened, but yeah, apart from that, not much really happened. Black Patty did some stuff.
Yeah, I did a bit of acrobatic exercise, learned how to Spider-Man, and discovered an awesome poison kit that let me make some friends.
And that Tim...
Yeah.
That impressionable young dragon.
He's a good kid.
I believe also along with Fortune, you discovered quite a trove of precious metals.
Oh, yes. Mm. That's right. Precious metals that we can't do anything with right now.
Ooh.
That shit's earmarked.
In mind.
So.
All right.
What have you got me here for? What are we going to do?
Hopefully solve all our problems.
All right. Let's start with problem number one.
Gwen,
definitely.
Yep.
So are we talking assassination?
Well, that's plan B.
Plan A?
Persuasion?
Persuasion.
I'd like to roll for persuasion.
Well, you can't do that without Gwen here, unfortunately.
But we thought this would be the easiest time when she's an NPC.
Yeah.
All right. I will use her passive skills. No, you can't talk to Gwen if Gwen's not here.
Oh. Right, well, we'll just go home then.
Yeah,
Well, all right. It was lovely watching you eat for a while.
I'll just sit up, bolt upright, in the middle of the bed next to Greta in the middle of the night. Damn it. It'd be so much easier if Gwen wasn't part of the team. I'd look over at Greta to see if she's awake.
No, she's still sleeping.
Get out of the bed, get my knife, butter some bread, eat the bread.
Get my dagger.
Get my rope, shovel. Realize I don't need any of that, and then I leave the room to find Black Patty, the only person I can trust.
Okay, well, Black Patty, you know that Black Patty's got a little hideaway somewhere. You're not quite sure where it is. You kind of walk down there.
I'll just smell sort of like the chemical-y scents.
Sure.
Yep. My mother was sort of like an alchemist.
You can find a way, and you're calling out for Black Patty, and Black Patty, you can hear the dashboard somewhere. Somewhere close by, calling out for you.
I will slip out of my little hidey hole and try to sneak up behind him, tap him on the shoulder. Yes, sure. Dashbold.
Oh, hey, I knew you were there. Totally did.
You sure did.
So, how you going?
Doing pretty good.
Yep.
A bit bored.
Things would be better if, Gwen wasn't...
Being the god-awful anchor that she is.
Yeah, the anchor.
Stress on the god.
Anchoring to the god, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if just Pons was back to just make her life so much more fulfilled?
That's what that woman needs. She needs a man.
Yeah. She doesn't need this disembodied jerk telling her what to do.
No,
she
exactly.
Should fix that.
Yeah.
I think. Well, she'd talk to Ariel.
You know what? I think that's a good idea.
Get Pons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all we need.
I don't think it's going to be a foolproof plan.
No, but I mean, we've got nothing better to do.
Yeah, I mean.
And if it doesn't work, we just go get drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, easy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
yeah,
let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, well, I guess you head to the room, the lookout room. Yep. Room with the heart in it and the display panel.
We call her on Skype. Space.
She is actually not asleep. She's sitting at a table in whatever room she is in, and she kind of just turns and says, "Can I help?"
Yes. Patty and I have had a revelation that
that's nice for you.
Yeah. If we're going to be living in a world where there is no death, we need to put aside past enmities and work together and just get used to not fighting and making deals with one another. And
well, I've always been one for deals.
Yes, we're both traders. We understand that. I'll just cut straight to the point. We want to get Pons back in some way, which would make our side, you know, the Earth Titan, more likely to ally. Well, actually, pretty much guaranteed to ally with the powers that be now. And
guaranteed, you say?
Yeah, it'll bring Gwen back in the fold. She's kind of, like Patty said, anchored to Tyr at the moment, which doesn't need to be that way.
I think in her grief, she is trying to grasp onto anything she can, and unfortunately, seems rather obsessed with her worship of Tyr at the moment, and I think we can all agree that's not in anyone's best interest.
Yeah, we spoke to Odette Longshank, and honestly, she sounds like a bit of a jerk, and even she thought he was a bit of a jerk. So.
You know, you could just kill her, right?
We could, but that would also bring a lot of disharmony to the rest of the group.
The only person that can actually take a hit.
Right, so out of self-preservation.
Oh, and, you know.
It would also it would splinter the Earth Titan even further and just make it completely intractable.
Why don't you just kill everyone except you two?
Question of logistics.
We'd prefer to embrace the future and the world where we don't have to be fighting each other and killing each other.
Well, they won't die. You know, they just go into the heart to be resurrected when the new world is made.
Hmm.
So it's only temporary death.
True, but no need to make any more enemies.
I mean, sure, if you don't want to take the easy way out. So all it would take is getting Pons back in some manner?
Yep.
Yeah.
And what's in it for me?
Our cooperation.
Unquestioning cooperation?
Yes.
Mm.
So you would, by all accounts, be my servants?
Servant seems like a strong term.
Well, I would be giving the orders, you would be acting them out. You would serve my needs. That seems to be a servant-master relationship.
I mean, I mean, we are getting Pons back, and
yeah, that is true. That is true. That is.
We do need to press forward, and sometimes you do need to serve.
That is true. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And this would be just you two, or the entirety of the Earth Titan? Because I know that neither of you are technically in charge. I'm not sure who is, but
We have Pan. Pan? Are you?
Why would you tell her that? Of all people. Pan, you say? Very interesting.
Yeah, you may be acquainted.
I wondered where she ended up. And if I said that it would be Pan for Pons, very plosive. She's a little bit ticked off now.
Sure.
Well, I mean, Pan is literally the Earth Titan, so I'm not sure.
Well, of course, you would have to figure out a way to get her out. That would be the contingency, wouldn't it, Pan?
How do you feel about this, Pan?
From the expression on your face, Black Patty, I think you know how I feel about this.
Yes.
I gave her many years of service.
What's a few more?
My own. To give, not yours. And at this, you hear the clock starting to just arrive in the room.
Oh, yeah, no. She's her own person. You know, she's literally the Earth Titan. We can't make any choices for her. Sorry. But we would like to serve and get Pons back. Like, when we're off the Titan.
Oh, you plan on leaving the Titan? You think you can survive on the moon without the Titan?
Well, no, we can't breathe.
Of course you can breathe. Moon.
Can we breathe moon?
Of course you can.
Oh, I mean, of course, obviously.
you don't know anything about the moon, do you?
No.
This is going to be fun. All right, here's my prize. Every single one of your so-called team, Gwen included, Greta also, I imagine, Betty, that dashing Wilnistrian you've got, that other meddlesome Wilnistrian, all of them. I want all of them to sign a paper pledging their service and allegiance to myself under pain of death. This, of course, will be magically bound, and that shall be that. In exchange for that and for the spare parts on the Titan, I will give you Pons.
Sure.
If I might inquire,
hmm?
What would you have us do, hypothetically?
Oh, well, not interfere with the delivery of the Heart of Tyr, number one. Number two is probably going to be some sort of, step two of the plan of the Lady of Doom is, of course, to start reaping the gods. So you would be somehow involved in that.
Okay.
Don't you want to kill a god?
Oh, actually, there is one I wouldn't mind killing.
Excellent. Then it's a win-win.
Well, I'm not seeing much downside to this yet.
No, just a geese, but, you know, that's just...
Oh, no, not a geese. Nothing so trivial as a geese. This is instant death.
Oh, instant disintegration.
Yes.
It's fun. It's great.
This is, I'm not going to dilly-dally any longer with you people. It's either death or nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have contingencies for that sort of thing. If not, then more fool you. I myself have died a number of times. It's not that bad once you get used to it.
What would you say is the trick to reincarnation? Preparation?
Yes. Knowing that you have enemies around every corner. And preparing for when they do the foolish things that you can't stop them from doing.
And since we're on the same team now, what would you do, hypothetically, in my position to prepare?
Hire a wizard.
Unfortunately, I know one wizard on the Earth Titan, and as we know, he's not exactly a great wizard.
My heart aches for you.
No, it's truly
so. I assume that having Pons would aid in your negotiations with your team.
Yes.
Yes, that would be the vital.
Then I will give him to you, temporarily, of course. As soon as you give me payment of the spare parts of your Titan. Just one, specifically. It shouldn't be being used, because we're now in space. There is a pyramid. I'm sure Pan can show you the way. Or the clocks. That's what they call themselves, yes? It's a pyramid of crystal. You can tell that it'll be the spare one, because it won't be glowing and floating in the air. It should just be on a pedestal. Just grab that. Bring it to this room. Have Pan send it to me.
What does it do?
Well, it's what the Titan used on Earth to navigate.
Okay. What happened to yours?
Nothing. It's a spare part. That's what I want.
Would you just like to prepare for unforeseen events?
Okay.
Also, a gem of that size has no small value.
That is true.
Sure. First step.
Wonderful. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye. Pan?
Yes. Black Patty.
I'm sure you know what I'm going to ask.
We would never betray you, Pan. Not like that. I'll let you...
Not like what? What do you think you could do to me?
Well, that's what I mean.
Quite right.
Yes, we're very aware of our current position.
You want my clocks to take you to the engine room?
Please.
Ultimately, we just want more allies. Wherever they are, we need more information. We have to work with... We don't understand anything about them. Really?
I understand a lot of things. None of you have been particularly interested in probing the depths of my knowledge, have you?
Now that you draw that to my attention, you make an excellent point.
We have been in James's head most times. That's a good point. Should do that.
Perhaps you should. At this point, a golden simulacrum of Pons appears next to you.
Ooh.
And says, it took you a long time.
Hey, Pons. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Sorry buddy. For shooting you in the head.
But this is real, right? You're going to do it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Please do. And it disappears.
Cool.
Cool.
Nice. Pan?
Yes.
Apart from the reasons given to us, is there anything that any reason why she would want that spare part specifically? She seems very interested in it. Are there other possible
uses? I do not
uses?
Know the innermost workings of the Titan, and I do not know its function, as it has not been functioning since I've been in charge. Well, since I've been in the air, which was very soon after I took over. As far as I can tell, she's telling the truth. It is merely a navigational tool for terrestrial travel that we no longer need, as it is no longer necessary.
Could she be using it to make something?
Perhaps. It is just a quartz gem. It's not particularly rare.
Oh, are you okay with us giving it to her?
I am more okay with you giving it to her than trying to force me out of the Titan.
Oh, good, because that's the last thing that we want to do as well. I personally...
I trust you implicitly.
Oh, excellent.
Especially when she controls the oxygen.
Again, I'm very aware of the situation. Don't want to be vented out into space.
The clocks kind of walk up to you and indicate that they're going to show you the way somewhere.
Okay, I follow along.
Okay, they take you down kind of a winding passage into less ornate passages, etc. And you come into a room that has basically a grid of 16 pedestals, and there is one that is just not activated with a pyramid of quartz on top of it, just kind of sitting there. All the other pedestals are covered in, have a crystal, a quartz crystal of a different shape, geometric or otherwise, or rather irregular, each kind of hovering and glowing with a beam of light traveling from it into the pedestal.
Okay. Are they all similar shapes or?
No, well, they're all different geometric shapes. Some are ovoid, some spherical, there's rhomboids, and the one that you're after just happens to be the pyramid one that she has requested.
Is it small enough to carry?
It's quite heavy. It will take both of you kind of taking turns. Yep. But the clock-clocks can carry it for you, yeah.
The clock-clocks, yeah.
So it's like it's explicitly magical. It's not just a quartz. It's a quartz that's...
As a magic user, you would imagine that it's some sort of focus, or it has some sort of property that the magic of the Titan would use to transfer information.
I wonder what she wants to do with it.
I look at my ring. I remember what Sophiniel said about the lady being in the ring. I want to focus on my ring.
Dashbolt.
Hello.
Do you think if we got you inside this somehow, you could sabotage whatever Ariel wants to do and take control?
No response. If you're interested, it doesn't seem like a power source.
No.
It's more of a focus.
Expect it to be a power source. Okay. No, yeah. Yeah.
So are you thinking, like, upload her like a virus?
Yeah.
Like Independence Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful.
I try to, like, focus on her again. Maybe, like, put magic into it.
Sure.
Dashwell.
Can you hear me?
No response.
Can I just, like, keep pumping magic into it? Use a spell slot?
Sure. The more you do that, the more you do get, like, recognition. The more you do it, you kind of realize that she is, every time she says your name, she's kind of surprised that you are there. So it's not like it's like she doesn't remember that you have reached out before.
Oh, okay.
So she has dementia.
She's like a fragment.
Oh, no. Dementia, Alzheimer's.
Well, potato, potato, torpedo. Bido.
Oh, well, I guess we just deliver this.
Yeah. Let's take this back up.
Then you take it up into the command room. Ariel Corden's like, yes, that's the one.
Ah, excellent.
Send it over, Pan. There's a good girl.
And if you could please, Pan.
It flickers out of existence, and on the table in front of Ariel Cordwyn, part one done.
Ah, excellent. Now, part two.
You may have him.
Excellent.
And there's a ring appears in your hand, Black Patty.
Yep.
And Ponce appears next to you in his glowy form. And he's like, oh, thank goodness. I could not spend any more time in a library.
It's good to have you back, buddy.
And we'll leave it there.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.